and I figured out how to put music in the recording.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, now he's saving a step. Go, Bart.
Yes, it made it so maybe I don't have to copy things together and figure out how to delete space and add space, and it's there.
Ooh. Well, there's the fun in that. You know what? I do feel bad that they didn't get to see her dancing because
that's so
jamming. We were woohoo, we were all moving.
But Suzanne, I'm sure you want me to just take that video and post it.
No!
I do.
Possible.
I think that would be amazing.
Oh, God.
Can't happen.
I'll put $50 in your Cash App. Right, you do that.
No, I think we should have our listeners try to send us money. If we want us to release it, then we will.
Yes. I'm down. You're smart.
Or we'll send them a private viewing of it. But you're like, for $50, you can see the video. And it's amazing.
I'm going to see that. If we show our feet, maybe.
Nobody wants. No.
My toenails are done.
Well, Jen's feet might work. But, yeah. You know,
Jen's would. Suzanne's would.
Yeah.
No, mine's my feet are my gardening feet right now. They're like.
Uh-oh. You got hobbit feet?
I got hobbit feet because I like to walk around like a hillbilly that I am outside in the grass.
You should ground yourself. You get all the Earth's ions are passing into your soul.
And right into your butthole.
And your chi. And your butthole. Butthole solar charging. Woo! Happy baby.
You charge my perineum.
Oh, golly.
Call it the happy butthole baby.
Yeah, that's right. No,
welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Oh, we're doing something.
We've lost it.
Okay, back to it. Muting.
We're back. The podcast episode 151.
What?
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh my golly.
We did 150 last month.
Remember when we did 50? You remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We're old, y'all.
Will there be a 152?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Not if we don't get $50 for that dance video.
We're recording on a Wednesday night and somehow we're still awake.
Somehow.
Hence the reason why we're acting like this.
Yes. Yeah.
We're
almost a full house. We're missing Kathy.
Boo,
good luck.
Kathy.
Hopefully,
good
luck
on your
everything.
Report. Kathy, having to work after 8 p.m. is a crime.
Yes.
Came on you, Cleveland Clinic.
They're supposed to do that to the young people. Leave the old people alone. Let's go to bed.
Yeah.
Kathy's
Who
young.
Are you calling Kathy old? Come on now.
Wow.
Delete that, Bart.
I'm old. She's old. She's older than me.
Kathy's older than
experienced.
You?
Experienced.
All right.
She's experienced. Yes.
Seasoned.
Oh,
yeah.
Weathered?
Oh, gosh, no! Wow. Please
leave that. Seasoned and weathered?
I think it's, let's just go with experienced. I like that one.
Wise.
Wise, yes.
Authentic.
Oh, original. OG.
OG. OG McMenemy.
Like the kids said about 20 years ago.
OG Mac. That's what I'm going to call her.
Be sure to check out our website. Check out the city council notes. Check out the calendar of events.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the Cauga Falls police blotter.
Oh, yeah.
Today wasn't a lot, but there were several cases of why don't you just lock your car door?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I accidentally left my car unlocked more than a few times.
But so. We haven't been robbed.
Yeah.
We've been lucky. A couple of times I left my door open overnight. How about
Steve
that?
Left his door open overnight.
The and you can find them at what address?
Blah, blah, yeah, blah, blah. Right. Damn that ADHD.
2300 4th Cuyahoga Falls.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
High school address. You went with the whore. I mean,
doors
the white
are wide
house.
Open there. Steal it all, baby.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry, Bart.
No. Bring him some lettuce.
Yeah, there's plenty of gold.
Plenty of gold. Plenty of gold to steal. Yeah, although it's all fake gold.
Gold plated.
Covered in shit.
gold, as I gold. Do that quotation mark. Sure it is. Mm-hmm. Anywho, what are we doing today, Bart?
So we are back. I guess our weekly podcast became a monthly podcast.
It's summer.
And something I'm okay like that. With that.
Yeah, we're doing things.
There's so much going on. We're doing, yeah.
We're so busy.
We're living.
We have busy lives here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one's paying my Cash App.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that $50 for that dance video yet.
Well, if anybody does want to reach out to us about that dance video, they can get hold of us on Facebook, but they can also get a hold of us via email.
FallStreetPress@gmail.com.
And if I have a chance to check that email, I
I have it on my phone too, and I don't.
Okay.
So. Yeah, you know.
There are a couple people I want to try to stop it, reach out to tomorrow to see about getting some interviews. So.
Ooh, interviews.
I'm not going to guarantee that happens.
Yeah.
But
it's okay to wish for it. You're manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Before we hop into the roundtable, how's everybody been? Have we been surviving? Has anybody been greeted by lettuce?
No, it's causing diarrhea.
That we know. No.
I have been avoiding. I've been buying lettuce at the farmer's market at work.
Yeah.
Perhaps I am not lactose intolerant, and I just have a bad lettuce.
I choose to leave it alone.
So for my lunch, I would always eat the Taylor Farm salad kits
because I hate
making food. So it was perfect. I would put a little chicken in it. I'd have my salad.
What I do.
Yes, yeah. It's perfect. Yeah.
Very convenient.
So I am the age of having my first colonoscopy, everybody. Give me a whoop, whoop.
Wow.
So you're eating more salad, you're saying?
The prep is amazing. No. You'll love the prep.
I've already been through it. It's gone.
I already went through it.
So I had to stop eating salad and all that different stuff about three to five days before it. So I stopped eating it and started eating other things. And that was when the freaking parasite came. So I missed that parasite because I stopped eating the salad for about a week before it actually started going live. And I'm like,
that was convenient.
That was very convenient. There you go. Thank goodness for colonoscopy. So this is a more, moment.
I feel like you kind of already experienced it though, during the colonoscopy prep.
I did.
You were shitting your brains out.
Everybody's like, you're going to lose 3 or 4 pounds. I lost one pound. It's water.
It's
all liquid. You're peeing out of your butt.
Literally.
I know. 100%.
Yeah. This is something that people are like, oh, you're going to be going to the bathroom a lot, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I have IBS. Whatever. Tuesday.
I've had two colonoscopies so far. I mean, you had one.
It's just not.
Thank God for bidets.
Yes, I love.
Yes, we would like to talk about that because my bidet saved my little tush tush.
Yep, saved your ass, 100%.
We are providing so much good information to our listeners. I hope you guys are writing this down.
One stop shop: anal bleaching and bidet washing.
If you don't have a bidet, people out there, you are missing out.
I apparently need that because I've learned that metformin.
Can make you shit your brains out.
Yeah, it's destroying my life.
Oh, Bart. Steve struggles with it too, buddy.
But you know what? I guarantee I've lost 15 pounds.
Oh, really?
From pooping all the
hard
time.
Way. The hard way. The brown way. Sorry, buddy.
Now, is a little side question. Does it hit you like a certain time after you take it, or is it just all day where it's...
It's usually at night. And right in the beginning of the morning. So it's either right before I take it or it's about an hour after I take it.
Okay. I was just curious.
Dun, dun, dun.
Steve says it hits him about an hour after.
It usually hits me in the morning. Evenings, I usually take both.
But it could be lactose for him.
I take 2 850 milligrams in the morning. Metformin. And usually, like within an hour or two after I take them, usually I shit my brains out or I don't shit at all. Usually, it's there's no choice. Really? There's no in between.
Okay. There's no in between. It's just all or nothing.
You got to be near the toilet or I'm okay.
There is an in between, but it's just inside of you.
Nice.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never trust a fart.
Learned that at the colonoscopy prep, and I talked whale. I didn't know I could talk whale.
Yes. Her stomach was going boo.
Like, what is going on with this? Anywho, maybe we should move on. Okay, yeah, so
that's where we're all at,
listeners. Yeah.
Just like everything there, it will pass. Not doing
the cyclospora. Damn it.
I planted lettuce seed this week. So in about, 6 to 8 weeks, we'll have lettuce finally again.
For one salad.
For one little salad. Oh, gosh.
Oh, sorry. Oh, 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 geez.
Sorry, babe. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen was demonstrating what happens after metformin.
And after Taylor Farm Salad.
Taylor Farm Salad.
That was a little solid.
Okay. All right. So speaking of weird things, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so let's jump into the roundtable and...
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Everyone loves a good wiener.
Ooh, yes.
Or a good wienering.
Oh, oh
yeah. Everyone, watch out for the wiener next week.
The giant wiener.
People are excited about it.
Yeah,
excited about it. It's big and yellow. It's a Pac-Man wiener.
It'll be Cuyahoga Falls, citywide wiener day.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Show your wieners, guys.
No, please don't. Do not show us your wieners.
The wiener mobile.
Do not get consent.
Unless it's an actual hot dog, then sure.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
show me your hot dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Bart.
Just on the look of disgust on his face. It's like, God damn it.
Just trying to get through this, guys.
All right. You knew what used to happen when you put at the welcome to the wiener or whatever. The wiener.
Watch out for
the wiener.
Yeah. Watch out. It's what my mom always said.
You didn't listen, did you?
Oh, boy. Muting.
So the Wienermobile will be catching up to the Falls next Friday for the final Downtown Friday of the season.
How is that possible?
Your jokes have finally cut the mustard.
Oh gosh!
Come on, I'm just gonna sit here and relish in all the buns.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes.
No.
My condiments to you. Oh wait, sorry.
I got nothing.
I want it to be so dirty, but I'm holding back.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
You can let loose, man.
Because Bart said the wiener was catching up, but really he meant the wiener was coming to the
front. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no. These jokes don't cut the mustard.
Oh, boy.
Just trying to catch up.
Oh. Oh, that's what he meant by ketchup.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to. Whoa. Sorry. That moment, Pat Myers is here. And I thought you were trying to avoid saying coming to the fall.
Wait a second. Who's this blonde here? What's going on?
Pat Myers was totally innocent. Like, he's trying to be sweet and nice. No, he's making a pretty fucking pun. I just want to be dirty porn style.
Right.
This is what happens when we do it late on a Wednesday night and we haven't podcasted in a month.
Yep.
We're raw dogging it.
Oh, shit. Will we get a head tap? Will there be a head tap? Nope.
Okay.
Just going.
Not sorry,
Bart.
What
the fuck is wrong with me?
I I'm gonna get a let's do a photo shoot in front of the Wienermobile.
I'm down. Or up.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Well,
they'll be
it'll be downtown on Front Street next Friday, August 7th.
That means so we during got people.
God yes. damn it.
Come people with us. Yeah. Let's make it a project.
Yeah. Let's put a bunch of Viagra in the gas tank.
Oh boy.
See the wiener go
jacked up. The Wienermobile is all bricked.
It won't be all soft and squishy like the duck, baby.
Flaccid.
What was the name of that duck?
Flaccid.
No, the giant duck.
They know.
Oh,
yeah, the duck.
Timmy.
Was that what was Timmy?
No, Timmy was the baby.
No, Timmy.
Timmy was the baby.
What was mommy's name? How could you guys forget that? You're younger than me.
Holy shit.
Fuck all y'all.
Wow. Get some food in Jen. She's all angry.
Oh, gosh.
I like angry Jen.
We'll call her
dirty and mean. Like I'm like bad Santa.
Dirty, mean, and funny and witty.
It's just known as Mama Duck.
Oh, Mama Duck.
Okay. And then the baby is Timmy.
Okay.
Because mom can't have her own identity.
Mama's waiting for Daddy.
Oh, no, gosh.
She's a mother.
And I was trying to go all feminist, and you went and did a dirty joke, Jen.
No. Well, I'm still trying to tie it back to the Wienermobile. Here comes Daddy.
Oh, geez.
Not all it's quacked up to be.
Oh.
Would you daily drive that thing if you had the chance just for like a week?
For a week?
A week.
I wouldn't want to park it.
It's just a big truck.
With your mama.
Where, whatever bone would fit it. I want to park it
in your garage.
Oh.
Sure.
In your buns.
Wienermobile.
That's where the wiener goes. Yeah. Goes in between the buns. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But technically, it is a bun.
And this is what the whole podcast is going to be. The Wienermobile.
We're just going to talk about this the whole entire time.
Well, it's probably one of the most exciting things that happened in the falls in a while. So there you go.
Oh my God.
I was trying to think, is it? Well, maybe.
Well, ever since the duck.
Yeah, you didn't even remember Mama Duck.
Oh.
We had the world's biggest duck here. So.
And the windstorm almost took him out.
Yeah.
Oh, several times. Yeah.
I remember I took a picture of it from the library parking lot, and it was so big I could see it from there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was above the building.
Yeah, we actually missed it. I drove by and I'm like, "Fuck, they already tore it down." It was like,
I think we missed
4 o'clock or some shit, like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, motherfucker, I saw Timmy.
Yeah.
The
big one got ripped, I guess, right where it was tied down, and they had a hard time fixing it. They finally fixed it in time, and they blew it back up for like the last day, and that was it.
Hmm.
It was down for almost 2 days it was down, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mama Duck had a prolapsed rectum.
The Wienermobile came and visited her, and that's what happened.
Oh, whoa. And that's when Timmy came out.
Ah!
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like this is so profane.
I might not be going to look for interviews tomorrow because I don't think anyone will ever want
to be like,
this one.
Go ahead and listen to the podcast and listen to
episode 151 needs to be drank with 151.
It's called Wienermobile.
Oh, God.
Hot dog.
Well, speaking of grilling,
nice.
A couple weeks ago, nice we had segue. Plenty of smoke in the air.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man. Mm. Who hated that? Yeah.
That was terrible.
Oh, Canada.
Outside all day.
I hope that one of our paid senators or Congress member or somebody writes a strongly worded letter to Canada to tell them to get their smoke in control because that will fix it.
That'll fix it.
Yeah, but don't really make them put out those fires.
No, better do it.
I mean, Trump was ready to take the hose from the ocean and, you know, just spray down Canada.
Yeah.
These are big fans.
So fucking stupid. That man's so
Why are they not raking it? They need to go and get their little rakes and rake the forest. That would make it better.
So the highest number I saw, this not locally, I know like up in Cleveland, it was in the 500s.
Yeah, it was in the 500s in Cleveland. And it was bad. It smelled like smoke in my office.
Yeah, Chicago was the one I saw was 780 something. And north of that, it was 970. I think it was Northwood, Illinois or some shit like that.
I can't imagine I can't imagine. Like, how bad was it there?
Time to build those fan filters, those box fan filters in your house. Have one in every room.
One of those tent Burning Man camping events that we usually go to. We didn't go to it this year, but they had it. They have it up in Michigan, like northern Michigan.
Oh, really?
Near the lake. And they had it over that weekend. Oh. And people were posting pictures, and they were like wearing masks, and the mask would just be fucking brown. It'd be like,
well, it was like apocalyptic. Some of the pictures looking at, like, you know, Cleveland and other cities, it was holy shit.
Totally gray. Like
post apocalyptic.
It was bad. You know,
I built
a gate on my front porch.
Oh, it looks awesome.
During that.
Yeah.
That's the day. Yeah. It was 2 days I did it. I was stupid. I should have waited, but.
Yeah, I was out working, and our shop was open.
The garage was open.
It's a drive-through shop, you know, and it looked like fog in the shop.
Yep, bad news.
All day, you know.
I hope that doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Sad for them.
It might.
Yeah. You know.
We've got climate change. It's going to happen more often.
Maybe they should just spray it with water from the ocean.
Maybe.
Maybe they should.
Just get a bunch of, you know, like the big fans, you know, take the windmills, turn them around and have them blow the other way.
Suck.
He's gone from suck to blow.
Blow.
You get Superman to go freeze a lake, pick up the lake and fly it over.
That would work 100%. Yep. We should do that.
Winning.
Yes.
We're rich.
Winning. So much winning.
Stupid corn sweet or sweat.
Corn sweat. Yeah.
Forget his first name.
Oh, okay.
What was that? that
was Molly. Molly has something to say about that corn sweat.
It was Molly or Domino.
So, we're going to start bringing it down now. So, Akron officers dropped off a man near a home on Lynn Drive where the man broke into the home and assaulted the family here on the phone. Yeah.
That was the craziest story I've read in a long time.
Scott's dropped off the guy, breaks in, and beats up a guy. Jesus.
Yeah. Awful.
So
what in the Jerry Springer is going on here?
I heard was like there's the street name in Akron that we have, like, is it Lynn Drive or something? Yeah. I mean, do we know for sure that's the case or... Like, what the heck happened? How do they get that? And how do the police just drop somebody off at a random house? I don't understand.
Well, and apparently he'd been in handcuffs, too. So it was bad enough to where they needed to put him in handcuffs.
What the? I got nothing.
I guess
I haven't read anything about it.
They just let him go? And he goes, Jesus.
The suspect was arrested for aggravated burglary and assault.
Oh, so they're helping him out. They're like, hey, this house is good. What the heck?
Was it somebody the cop didn't like? I mean.
They said they dropped him off near that address. There's no answer to why they dropped him off there. But I guess like the person he attacked had got bruised ribs on one side, a cut across his face.
And there was somebody else in the home who got shoved
The mom got shoved down. Yeah. The wife did. Yeah.
How many people were in the house that got?
It was two, and then it looks like
an adult. The son.
The son found him later.
The son found the parent, so it was the parents
assaulted. Got,
But the dad was able to fight him off and get him back outside.
Yeah, the 64-year-old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw. So I would like that investigation to yield a results and a, you know, a kappa.
Yeah, and I think the Akron police probably owe this couple some money for medical bills and stuff. And I mean, gosh, I can't even.
Yeah, I hope so. And
PTSD
and therapy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Rough.
Well, something that. Sorry, I was trying to think of a bread bomb.
It wasn't rising up.
This not to be loafing around, but the Schwabel's employees will be loafing around now.
Is there proof?
Sorry.
Is there proof of that?
Their bread will no longer be buttered.
Oh.
Bye-bye, Schwabel's.
Schwabel's is closing.
Yeah, it's... There looks like they're supposed to be finished by... planning to be all done by around Labor Day weekend. So, but there's no like no official time when they're supposed to be closing.
Sucks.
I'll miss their rye bread. Their restaurant style rye bread is
like cinnamon raisin bread.
Yeah. I did see a lot of factories and other. I can't remember exactly which companies were stepping up and say, "Hey, we need workers. We'll take you. Come on over. We've got this and that." So,
I thought somebody was gonna. Buy them out or I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought there was somebody that was going to come in and kind of take over. I did a fall
through.
It was,
but it fell through and that's why they're
coming. That sucks.
Yeah.
So do we know why they're going under? Is it just been because I know they closed up the place in the Cuyahoga Falls?
You can't turn a profit.
Yeah.
I loved when they were down there in Cuyahoga.
Oh, it smelled so good.
Yeah.
So awesome. Mm-hmm.
I know. Hmm. We had the smell of toast for a long time.
I wonder if it's the rising of costs and stuff. I'm not saying that the tariffs and stuff maybe cost more money.
It's probably that and just distribution costs. I mean, costs.
Costs?
I mean, fuel is insane.
That right there, yeah.
That's true. I mean, and that's all parts of production. That's, you know, the materials coming in. That's them delivering. That's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It starts cutting into everything, and even
the article said, yeah, they said operational and financial constraints like aging manufacturing facilities and equipment, labor contracts and pension obligations, which sucks because you know that's people's bread and butter. It's their retirement. You know, and then they said consumer trends are depressing for traditional bakery breads.
Yeah.
Less demand.
But also, like, I don't know if it was the pandemic and stuff, or people were making their own bread. I'm not saying that that's.
Well, no, it was also. Like I mean,
trend started going more to homemade kind of stuff.
I know way back when I was delivering, a lot of the restaurants were getting products from like Orlando, you know, for like their buns and you know whatnot, and a lot of the products were Orlando. I didn't see a bunch of Schwabel's at.
Yeah.
Restaurants and whatnot either, you know, so they were more
get those big contracts.
Yeah. And when you have, I want to say the stability, but when you have something like that, that can absorb the cost, you know, but even the restaurants and shit, they're getting hit too, you know? So.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie's is closing, but I guess that's no surprise to anybody.
I thought they already closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they are closed.
I mean, they closed in the last few weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why. Okay. Yeah. It was. Hit or miss on them.
Yep.
And when they first opened, they were good. And then
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the experiment that was there, that River City Grill. I think it was. Before.
Yeah, I remember that place. I like that place.
They had some solid stuff.
So a new 5.5 mil levy for the Cuyahoga Falls City School District is going to be on the ballot this November, costing homeowners an additional $193 a year, which would raise an additional $6.1 million for staff salaries and building maintenance. And that's in addition to what they already have.
I think that's going to be a hard sell.
Might be a hard sell, but they have been selling it. And, you know, all their facts about how the Ohio Republicans have been slashing public school funding, and now private schools and vouchers get 10 times the amount of funding that our public schools do is crazy. Like per kid, private vouchers get like $8,000, and for a public school kid, $893 from the state. Yeah. So that's what Ohio Republicans have done. So this
is they want to push Owen to go to private schools. That's why.
Yeah, this isn't about Cuyahoga Falls mismanaging money. Yeah. This is about Ohio Republicans
trying to destroy public education.
Yeah.
Well, considering where I work, I probably shouldn't say too much about this.
Yeah.
But I will say that
walk that line finally.
If you need to.
There is a push to eliminate. I think we talked about this before. You guys know about it, but push to eliminate property tax.
Yeah.
Without any kind of replacement for it or really any kind of good plan for it.
Yeah.
There is a push in Republicans to consolidate schools a lot.
Yeah.
So they would be like, you would have a large school district like up in Cleveland area, and then you would kind of squish them together. So you would have one central office and people working. So trying to get more schools to consolidate.
And that's college and university too. It's not just.
Oh yeah. I mean, he wants to close
secondary.
Yes. And that is a problem, but I find it to be even it's more of a problem when it's our taxpayer money. I mean, you know, I would be willing to pay for college, but we don't. You know, it's not really like we have a lot of, we do, but we don't. I mean, we have more of an investment in our money going to the public schools.
Correct. But the state universities are largely funded by the state. Our tax dollars go towards those universities.
Those have been cut too.
And yes, they are. But he wants to get closed Kent State.
And consolidate it all
and keep in the thing stuff. So
yeah,
no, oh, give it's it, nuts. And give it to his rich friends.
Yeah. Give it to his private school friends because they pay the teachers less,
or to himself because he's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, I mean it's. I think people need to start paying attention. This is the stuff that they're talking about doing, and they're serious about it.
Yeah.
And it's starting to get some traction in it.
The no property tax right now for a lot of people is a big carrot. It's a big juicy carrot.
It's a giant carrot. People, look, that will affect them. I don't have to pay my property tax.
Look at me. I'm going to have to pay less property, but everything else is going
to
go up.
You're going to have to pay it more somewhere else. And they're going to slip in.
What other services?
They're going to magically come out of thin air. They're not going to increase taxes on the rich people. Or anything like
police,
that.
Fire, libraries, schools.
Yeah, that's right.
And, that's the whole thing is like, you're not even, I mean, okay, if you're not going to be a big fan of schools, which just blows my mind how somebody could be like that. What about, you know, fire? What about police? What about, you know, the services that your property tax does pay? Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is like, are you going to have to give your credit card information before the police come now? Are you going to have to give your credit card information before you can get emergency care? I mean, is that where the direction that we're going down? If you're going to privatize it, or if you're going to cut a bunch of funding on it, really, honestly, okay, someone's breaking into my house. Okay, we'll be there. Can you give us your credit card information?
Yeah,
I'm being hyperbolic, but you have to kind of really think about the consequences of this and what our property tax really does pay for. And I don't know.
Well, that was an argument against, you know, people wanted to bitch about the consolidation of the dispatching, you know, all out there in Talmadge. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's going to be slower response time, this and that. It's like, well, these were budget cuts that happened across the board to multiple localities because they couldn't afford to fucking pay their own dispatchers.
And we have technology.
So you had to consolidate. So
it's not like you're in the same area that the police and, you know, the EMTs are, where you take a call and you yell down the street, hey, Joe, you need to go to the street. I mean, we have technology where that can happen anywhere and they can be dispatched just as fast as if they're in a central place in your area. Yeah. I mean, that was a cut, and that was something that they did to save money that made sense. It's like there's ways to save money that make sense, but to
getting rid of property tax is absolutely stupid.
We lack critical thought in this world anymore. It's like
no one wants to pay taxes. I mean, trust me, I hate paying taxes as much as we do. but it's for the greater
good. I hate paying taxes when it's wasted. I hate paying taxes when the multi-billionaires are getting tax breaks and people are celebrating no tax on tip, which is a total baloney caploney thing that's going to expire, or no tax on overtime. I hope everybody understands that that is not seriously a no tax on overtime. It's that premium portion of your overtime, and it's only a deduction. So you may get a little bit money back from it, but you know, your gas prices are going up, your groceries are going up. You know, you're having these cuts to these schools. I mean, the Ohio tax was cut. We have a little, we're paying less in Ohio tax now in a percentage wise. And I'm like, everybody's like, woohoo, yay. But it's like, where is the money going? That's what I care about. I mean, it's like, you have to kind of consider what is this money funding? And when we're talking about local taxes and school taxes, property tax or whatever, it's happening to you locally. You know, it's affecting you locally. You're going to see that effect almost immediately. Schools are going to close, you know, police departments are going to be squeezed more. I mean, the police need more training. The police need more support. I mean, we can't just cut and then expect us to have. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a hard. It's going to be a hard sell, but I hope that people understand that the way that Ohio's schools are funded has been illegal for what, 25 years now, and no one in power, Republicans, are doing anything to fix it. And now they just want to break it even more. So that's where we're at. Falls on to us, the people, to keep supporting.
This will destroy it. It will destroy public education. It won't break it. It'll destroy it.
It's going to destroy it. I mean, it's just, I don't see their alternative.
Yeah.
They're not coming up with how they would pay for services like that.
They have concepts of a plan.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right.
All right. Yeah.
Excuse me. Trust me.
They don't plan on replacing it because they don't plan on replacing it.
They want us poor and broke.
Correct.
They want to get rid of
all kinds of socialism.
Yeah. They want us poor. They want us sick. And they want us stupid because we're easy to control.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at.
Well,
let's talk about something nice.
On the bright side,
mm-hmm.
we can at least be healthy.
Can we?
The high school was awarded a $100,000 grant from the American Endowment and Foundation to support expanding their fresh farm garden program.
Yay!
No diarrhea lettuce for us.
Exactly. This will help build a high tunnel, which will allow students and staff to extend the growing season. Create a new hydroponic growing system.
Yeah, bruh.
Vermicomposting system.
Worms.
Oh, okay.
It's worm poop.
Worms are the best. I want to grow worms and have their little poopies. I love it.
And just help pay for other stuff. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really exciting.
And we know that, like, stuff.
Something to do with sauerkraut.
They sit on your snout.
Or kimchi.
Sorry, Bart.
The vegetables that they grow do end up getting used at many local restaurants.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's a little really carrot awesome. Information. That's super I didn't local. Know.
Oh, gosh, Mike, stop.
I missed it. Yay.
That says a little carrot of information.
Yes, I heard you. Blah, blah, blah.
What? Turnip for what?
All right.
Well, good. Congratulations. That is really exciting.
And continuing down the school line, the Black Tiger Family Center supply drive is going on starting this week. The center provides essential items to school district students and families throughout the year. Some things they need inside and outside the classroom. Right now, they're looking for things like body wash, shampoo and conditioner, soap, toilet paper, paper towels, tissues, deodorant, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Definitely deodorant.
Their drop-off locations right now are at the Y. Young Screen Printing, Silver Lake Hall, Elks Lodge, and at the library.
Cool.
The library.
The library.
So before school starts, if you'd like to donate, then you have many places to donate those at.
That is a great thing to do.
Lots and lots of deodorant.
Not Axe spray.
Those kids stink.
You stink.
Well, I do.
I don't understand the next point.
This is something that there's a new change in the Ohio Revised Code that actually happened a few weeks ago at council. They learned that city council, city community development, they're not allowed to discuss any economic changes in a public meeting now.
What? That's crazy.
What do you? And in doing so, they could be charged with misdemeanor.
That is insane.
Hold on, I got to read this again. This prohibits the city council and the community development department from discussing any economic initiatives in a public meeting. Why?
They can discuss them in executive session, which is not a public meeting.
So we can't hear what they're talking about?
Basically, there were several things in one meeting that there were many complaints that they didn't discuss them publicly, and it wasn't discussed and it wasn't revealed because they didn't fully understand it until the end of the meeting that, oh, and when did this, oh, this just went into effect?
Oh.
So
what the H was Ohio thinking?
Yeah.
I know what they're thinking.
I guess there are changes to this coming up. And now council is going to be in recess for August. So they're not even going to be around in August.
Yeah.
Can we talk in code?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We're going to talk about 10 million gummy bears.
I don't think you can talk in code.
That's technically economic because those gummy bears cost something.
Well, I'm kind of curious because when they do like the state of the city stuff, usually Brian, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, they talk about the city budget.
We won't be doing that anymore.
Yeah I mean.
I'm pulling
Well, it's not an economic initiative, but he's talking about the budget, you know, but there are initiatives.
Well, what about that? Well, how about the solar farm on Hardy Road? I mean, that's infrastructure, but that's still, they discussed the costs and how it was going to be funded.
I don't think that's an economic initiative, though.
I don't know how you would define an economic initiative.
That's something for the lawyers to decide.
Yeah.
It's too vague.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I've got the city council's notes from that week. Says there was some uproar and a modification of the bill that has just been passed by the legislature and signed by the governor last month. But the proper version will not become law after 90 days. Until then, the city has to follow this, this particular version. It was spring that this happened in.
Okay.
So, I mean, it did just happen. But
technically, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, they didn't find this out until... You know, until that meeting, and it was like, oh, that's so.
I wonder what Ohio's trying to hide. What are they trying to hide that feel like it's like they needed to have this rule now? Vote blue, guys. Vote blue. Get these morons out. That is just ridiculous.
Especially like Max Miller. Fuck that guy.
Oh my.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
No, say it as loud as you can.
Sorry. Fuck that guy.
Is he that asshole that poured the hot boiling water on his
hot water, held the gun to his,
head. Jesus.
Yeah.
They only bring in the best, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, when you have a pedophile in chief, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah. So I guess he's probably not a bad guy compared
alleged to pedophile in chief. Rapist.
Okay. Well, then proven in court a sexual assaulter. How about that?
Yes. Yes.
And he probably shits his.
Depends.
Yes.
Will he shit himself? Depends.
Ugh.
Ew.
All right. What are we also doing here?
Finally. The annual National Night Out is taking place August 4th, next week, from 4:30 to 7 at the City Building parking lot. There will be family-friendly activities, food, music, games, and a chance to explore equipment from the police department and other law enforcement
activities. Probably not guns.
I guarantee there will be doggies.
Yes. Oh. I've seen the doggies.
Can I pet the doggies? Yes. You chew my arm off? So no, cute. Yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum. The one's adorable. I think her name's Molly. I think she's a Cocker Spaniel. I can't remember.
Aw.
She's a little cutie. Hey, guys.
What? What time is it?
It's about 9:19.
Oh, yeah, man. Molly has to go poo too.
All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. All right. Bart.
Really quick. We got it. It's like gravel against the barn.
Yeah. Oh, golly.
That was the best one yet.
Yeah, it was the best one yet.
Best one ever.
Did it really quick.
That was on 4X.
Okay. So,
Onyx.
Worked for me.
Brigadoon will be performed at Porthouse Theater through August 9th. The romantic classic where a small little mysterious Scottish Highland village only appears once every 100 days.
Oh, so it's like Highlander. Ooh. Oh, wait, sorry.
Totally different. I thought that was 100 years.
Yeah, that's true. Duncan MacLeod or Connor MacLeod? Which one?
I've only ever seen the first movie.
Fail.
The Millennial Theater Project will be presenting Sister Act at the Akron Civic Theater beginning this Friday.
Ooh.
Competing with Spider-Man.
It may not have Whoopi in it, but I'm sure that, you know.
Whoa. None of that.
Oh, sister.
Getting in the habit.
Sorry. Hallelujah.
I'm getting sleepy, guys. I'm almost done.
Okay. As we said before, last Falls Downtown Friday is the 7th.
Oh, Final Flix.
And that has the Final Flix on the fall for the season, which is The Goonies.
Goonies never die.
Really? That's interesting. When is that? August 7th?
Is it?
August 7th.
Baby Roof?
Something else is happening August 7th that we talked
Baby
about.
Baby Roof.
What was up in our calendar?
Wiener Mobile.
Oh, well, how can we? Yeah, wieners. Okay.
But also August 7th from 5:30 to 7, you visit the Cuyahoga Valley Arts Center to celebrate as Daniel Dietrich concludes 10 years as executive director, passing the torch on to Kayla Billings.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
It is. This Saturday from 5 to 11, the Polyfest will hit downtown.
Really?
Enjoy a mix of Nepali food, culture, music, and community.
I have never had Nepali food.
Me either.
Is that the first time they're having a Nepali Fest?
No. They had one before. Apparently, really? It's happened multiple years in a row.
What the hell? It's not advertised.
Well, they don't advertise very much. No, I found I actually had to be told that this was happening, and then I looked it up. It's like, really?
Is it on Front Street?
It'll be down on Front Street. Yeah,
5 to 11 p.m. Five to eleven p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
If you'd like to attend a funeral for a clown,
I hate
clowns. But be careful because somebody doesn't quite make it through the end of the funeral.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
Can you determine who did it? August
3rd. Meyer with his wiener.
It was some bozo.
August 1st at 6 p.m. at the Bluebird Event Center, attend a murder mystery party.
Oh, Mike and I and Kathy and one of our friends went to that. When did we go?
We went to a while. We talked about that in the last podcast.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Yeah. You should go.
At the Bluebird Event Center is where you went?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
I went in there last Saturday. There was an alternative clothing and craft show. And it's like, that was the first time I'd ever been in that building. I was like, how is this a shirt? Yeah. Like, there's like no space.
Yeah. But it's nice.
It is.
Yeah. They did a good job with it.
This Thursday through Saturday, Wandering Aesthetics will be presenting Monster Farm. Spicy Lamb Farm in Peninsula. Kyle Joza and Benjamin Rexrode will be telling three scary stories for a very spooky night.
It's too early for that. Come on. All the fall things are out already. Now they're already doing like scary shit. Mm-hmm.
Not even August.
They could be doing Christmas something. Christmas.
They're campfire stories.
Yeah.
Not Halloween stories.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm just.
I don't know.
It's campfire stories.
Monster Farm.
Yeah. Well.
No, true.
Oh boy.
This weekend is the haunted garage sale and Hearst Drive-In in Cleveland.
What?
Yeah.
Bart, you know such abstract things.
So, I mean, it's spooky if year round.
Spooky is a attitude. It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
It's okay. Spooky.
I prefer the Wienermobile state of mind.
You used to be a goth when you're young and become spooky when you're older.
Has Spirit Halloween started springing up yet?
Oh,
that's when you know.
We know? All right.
Yes.
Well, I have one final art story. Something that kicks brass. The Northeast Ohio Tuba Euphonium Ensemble. will be performing on the Quirk Center lawn on August 11th, along with an ice cream social.
Ooh.
That'll be fun. We should go to that.
Ice cream and tuba.
That's the lowdown on that.
Okay.
Sorry.
If they're really good, they can hit the brown note.
Molly has to hit the brown note.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
just gonna let him keep going.
I'm sorry. Oh, geez, must have been the lettuce.
Did you have lettuce?
Oh. Sorry.
The first time in your life you had a salad.
Yes, it betrayed me.
Snickers never betrays me like this.
Fucking Twinkies never betrayed me.
All right. Okay. Anywho.
You guys, no matter where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening this week.
Uh-huh. If you made it this far.
Yep.
You are real MVP.
I apologize.
I hope you all enjoy this show. It was very special.
Mm-hmm.
All our heart and soul and our ass into it.
Gosh.
The wieners.
If you thought we were offensive, don't contact us.
Yeah, don't tell us.
No, tell us.
If you liked it, you tell us.
Yeah, no. Well, tell me if you're offended.
If you're offended, I'll be happy. It means I always accomplished something.
Yeah.
Yes.
It means somebody's listening.
Yeah.
What?
I'll expect $50 in my Cash App. Thank you.
$50. What?
For now, we'll say goodbye, and be sure to check out the next show.
We're gonna have another show.
Whenever that is,
our last one. Bon voyage.
Can't guarantee when it is, but
we'll do it.
Yep. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Bye, everyone. Nighty-nighty.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, guys.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.